This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, humanity, and the future. Not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future radio show, or the Think Future podcast, as it has been called in the past. My name's Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now, I say live, but I'm not really live. I'm actually recorded, but I do not edit anything. So this is kind of like live. It acts live-ish. Don't go through any of that stuff. If you're listening on YouTube, or if you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you'll be notified when a new show comes online. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast service, please subscribe. Please drop a note on Apple Podcasts. I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, I haven't had a lot of feedback on the format change to the longer 18, 20-minute episodes. So I'd love to hear from you. Please respond in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, or just pop me an email, thinkfuture@gmail.com. Gets me every time. So today I want to talk a little more about the great recalibration. And you're probably thinking to yourself, what are you talking about? What do you mean great recalibration? Well, you've heard of the Great Depression. You've probably heard of the Great Resignation. But you haven't, and the Great Recession. Boy, there's lots of great things out there, right? And then unfortunately, great doesn't mean good in this case. Well, I'm talking about the Great Recalibration. And what is the Great Recalibration, you might ask? Simple. We are right now in a land of chaos when it comes to work. Absolute chaos. Because we have AI coming at us very fast. And people are afraid of it taking jobs. Right? Let's not beat around the bush. It's the same thing that happens whenever there's any kind of massive technological disruption, like the Industrial Revolution, the internet. All of these things have caused the same kind of thing. Prior to the actual disruption, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of naysayers talking about how horrible it will be because this new technology will destroy jobs. It's happened every time. Every time we've had a technological disruption ahead of us or we're in the middle of it, there's tons of voices on the pessimistic side talking about how awful this is going to be. I remember going to listen to a futurist once who was talking about autonomous vehicles. And how autonomous vehicles will basically eliminate 400 million jobs or some insane number. Because basically what he did is he looked at the auto industry as a whole and looked at all of the support staff and everybody around the auto industry, everything from fueling to maintenance and all the way through, and calculated the number of jobs and calculated, I think it was 40 million. 40 million jobs would be lost once autonomous vehicles became popular, electric autonomous vehicles specifically, which is great. It's probably true, but you don't see the other side of it. The other side of it is that each and every time one of these technological disruptions have come through. Every single time in the past, bar none. As I said, on the front end, before the technological disruption is occurring, or during the time of the technological disruption, people are screaming, job loss, change. It's the worst possible thing. On the other side of the technological disruption, or during the technological disruption, new jobs are created to support the technological disruption, during the technological disruption. So as we lose jobs due to the disruption, brand new jobs are created on the other side. So this wave comes through and disrupts everything, but at the end of the wave, there are brand new jobs that never existed before that have been created, that couldn't even have been thought of prior to the disruption. Now I'll give you an example. On the internet, the most recent huge technological disruption. If you were to right now, go back in time, if you were a web designer, let's say you were a web designer, you were someone who designs websites, right? And you went back in time to 1992 or 1991, which is not that long ago if you think about it. And you said to someone, and someone said to you, what do you do? And you would say, well, I'm a web designer. And people would say, what's a web designer? Do you have something to do with spiders? What is it? What is a web designer? I don't understand the concept of a web designer. Prior to the internet, the role of a web designer did not exist. And if you go and look at the job creation that the internet has spurred, not just the job creation in the technology space, but in the ability to democratize the communications, the one-to-one communications with everybody in the world. Imagine the amount of wealth that the internet has generated, the amount of jobs that the internet has generated since it became a commercial entity. Probably around the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, it actually broke out of its military foundations and became commercialized. And back then, everyone was talking about how the internet was going to disrupt everything, how there won't be any more retail locations, how everything was going to completely change, and 40 million, 400 million jobs would be lost. But little did we realize at the time that on the flip side, 400 million or more, 800 million jobs were created because of the internet. And like I said, it's not just technology jobs, not just jobs that actually supported the internet itself, but the communications medium that the internet created democratized the ability for anyone to speak to anyone else. So if you had remote people in remote parts of the world on the internet being able to put YouTube videos on and gain tons of views and advertising revenue, that didn't exist before. That type of medium was just not unavailable to anyone. So that's where we are today for AI. We are at the front end of the AI revolution. And now you hear the same kind of naysayers talking about how horrible this is going to be for jobs. And the problem is that we all say the same thing. It's like, well, this time it's different. How is it any different this time? The internet is a communications tool. It allowed anyone to communicate with anyone. Of course, the fact that it's been perturbed nowadays with barriers between people is a topic for another day. I'm just talking about the great recalibration, or what's going to happen with jobs and the future of work with AI. Right now, we're in a state of flux. We're in a state of flux because we have AI doing some things that it shouldn't, and we have humans doing things that we shouldn't. For example, there's many people who work in roles that really do not leverage the vast capability of the human brain. There's lots of people working in jobs today, right now, all over the world, who are basically processing information. They're information processors. They take an input, they convert it somehow to an output. All they do is process information all day, day in, day out. And it's probably the same process and probably a very boring and uncreative process. Something somebody could probably do in their sleep once they've learned it. Now that is a job, if you ask me, which is no longer a human job. It is beneath the ability of a human being to do, which makes it a perfect job for AI to take. So the first thing you're going to say is, what happens to this human whose job is taken away by AI? Well, they're freed up to do jobs that leverage their amazing creative human brain. And then you say, well, what if they didn't want to do that? What if they wanted to do the cog in the machine job? And I'm like, well, that's pretty sad, isn't it? It's pretty sad that when the opportunity comes for someone to do a job that's more creative and more interesting and stretches their brain, but they choose to do the automated process job? See, we need to think of ourselves better. We're human beings, damn it. We have so much capability. Our brains have so much capability. And we're wasting our capability on process-oriented work, which could be done by an AI. And this is what I mean by the great recalibration. I read a statistic the other day that 75% of employees are using AI in their jobs, whether or not their organization has approved of it or not. And I thought to myself, that's great. That's fantastic that people are using AI to improve their lives, to improve their work lives, and hopefully to also improve their leisure time, their home lives. AI can be used to improve all of our life. All of our life. And if it happens to take away jobs, then those jobs probably shouldn't have been done by humans in the first place. Now, what do I mean by recalibration? I said, the recalibration comes when we take jobs that humans are doing that are better suited for AI to do, and we take those jobs away from those humans and we give them to the AI. We have the AI do the inhumane work. And then at the same time, we give humane jobs, creative jobs, interesting jobs, physical jobs, jobs that only human beings can do, and we give those jobs to the humans. And I'm not talking about some dictatorial, somebody comes from on down and says, okay, this job goes to this human and this job goes to this AI. That's not how it's going to happen. Well, that's how what we need it. That's what we need to happen is for people to realize that the job that they're doing today is better suited for an AI. And if organizations start realizing this, they can start moving these roles, these jobs, these process-oriented things that human beings are doing and have AI do the work. But at the same time, they need to open up opportunities for the human to do a human job. It's one side of the equation. Now, a lot of organizations will look at the AI side and go, yes, this is great. I can eliminate all of these jobs if I just move AI into them. If AI is suited to do the job, then they should do the job. But at the same time, these individuals that are being displaced, they need to be moved into other roles where they can expand and use their great human brain. And this is what I mean by recalibration, is taking the jobs that are for AI and giving them to the AI, and taking the jobs that are for humans and giving them to the humans. We have giant creative brains. We're wasting our giant creative brains on work that could be done by AI. This is what I mean by recalibrating everything. Now, on the flip side, you see AI doing all sorts of creative work, right? there's all sorts of artists and creators, whether they're visual artists or musicians or video artists, whatever. Those roles are being replaced by AI, because some people are using AI to create these creative endeavors. And some of these are not so bad. And if you ask me, AI has become a tool. Now, and this is how, and there's a couple of artists who understand this, and they're actually using AI. They're building with AI. There's plenty of artists out there who are pushing back against AI and going, oh, no, we can't have AI do this. I can't believe that's AI generated. I can't believe that this AI generated poem won a contest. I can't believe that this AI generated image won a contest. That's crap. It's AI generated. And I'm like, things that are not AI generated are actually created by the human race. And they're created by two things put together. There's an artist who put together a prompt and maybe has modified the prompt to be able to generate that image. So there is creativity in the generation of an image. You can ask AI to simply generate an image, but you're not going to get a good image. You provide the creative human spark for the AI to generate the image. So the reality is that if you think about it, AI in creativity is basically a tool. It's a super sophisticated tool, not a machine, a super sophisticated tool that takes what you have given it, the prompt, and then it looks back at all of the things in its own database, in its own large language model, which have been created by humans. Think about that. Everything that's in the large language model is already content that's been generated by humans. Sure, there's some AI-generated content in there as well, but the AI-generated content, all of the AI-generated content has a root of being generated by humans. So when I create an image or a song or a video with AI, I provide the spark of inspiration, the context, the subject of the work. And then it, like any other tool, creates the work on my behalf. Without the spark, without the humanity poured into the large language model, then nothing is created. So when artists use AI to create work, I believe it should be the property of the artist who's put the prompt in, even though it's a combination of things from all over the place. I know recently there was a ruling stating that AI art isn't copyrightable, and I disagree with that. I think AI art should be copyrightable, wrotable by the prompt engineer, because the prompt engineer, the person who created the prompt, the artist who created the prompt and fed it into ChatGPT or DALL-E or whatever, they provided the creative spark, the insight for the AI to create the work. So, in summary, the great recalibration is what we're going through right now. Jobs that are for AI, or jobs that humans are doing that AI is doing, should be done by AI. And jobs that AI is doing that human beings should be doing, should be done by humans. And this is why we're in this chaotic state right now, where people don't know what's going on. But eventually, it'll recalibrate. It'll settle down in the exact same way the internet settled down. And it won't become a thing unto itself. We will realize, we will understand that there's tasks that humans should do, and there's tasks that AI should do. And we should be able to figure out a way to give the right tasks to the right doers of the task. The future is bright if we do it right. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.